In this episode of Candy Teeth Radio, Jeremy and Jeff sit down with one of Jeremy's favorite artists, Larkin. Join us on this emotional roller coaster ride as we tackle artistic conundrums like where inspiration comes from, artistic consistency, and repetition. Larkin will then take us on a journey with his cherished band, Styx. He chats about the horrors of the Vietnam War, getting arrested for painting a cop, and being in the throes of depression and how that affects his art. And go.
They had to bust out the motherfucking dogs, man. They busted out German shepherds to find this guy laying down in a fucking field, and he still tried to jump a fence. I have fun with my stuff, man. I mean, like, I have fun, and sometimes I have a really miserable time, too.
Yeah.
But sometimes I really need that miserable time, you know? And sometimes I really need the goddamn fun. Yeah, basically I'll paint like little bunnies dancing around a fire and, you know, having the time of their lives.
Yeah!
And, right, and then I'll paint your mother's grave.
Candy Teeth Radio.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
What do you say?
Woo!
Woo!
Let's see if we can guess who the guest is by his woo.
Let's hear it. Really? I got a woo? Alright.
Woo!
Yeah!
Alright. Does anybody know who that is?
Early Cattle, baby! Woo!
Woo! I don't see any hands.
Let's chill out.
Tell
who it is.
I'm good.
Larkin.
Hi, guys.
Yay, Larkin's here. Larkin, if you don't know, is a local badass painter.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't know that you're here in Tacoma.
Really?
Yeah, I think that. I mean, that's me making shit up.
I don't get out much.
I met Larkin through doing shows, I think. I think I saw you at the
We met
Frontier.
I think we initially met at Fulcrum Gallery. We both showed at Fulcrum for the same show.
Yep.
Oliver, Fulcrum is an awesome place right up on MLK,
mm-hmm.
right around 13th. And Oliver is a stand-up guy, and it's a really good gallery, so go check that out.
It's like one of the ones I consider a real gallery here.
It is a real
in
gallery.
Tacoma. It's like one that I look at as a real gallery though. In Tacoma, it's like I don't look at a lot like that. What do you think about that? What do you think about the art scene of Tacoma or in Tacoma?
I'd like to be more involved in it than I really am, but my experience with it's been really good. I mean, like you know, there's a lot of galleries here that you know. It's kind of like the sort of thing where they wear two different hats. I mean, it's like hard to be a gallery this day and age, like just a gallery. So you can be a gallery and a boutique, or you can be a gallery and a tattoo shop, or a gallery and a comic shop. And, you know, it's very helpful to have like another source of income to like, you know, prop the gallery.
Yeah.
But it's
like
hard
the
to
only
do.
Way you can do it.
Dude, it's hard to do it without that. And I think the reason Oliver gets away with it is because he owns the building.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
He owns the building. Plus, he's a kick-ass glass artist, and he sells his own stuff to support it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, Oliver's got his shit together, and it's, like, kind of hard for everybody else to do that.
Yeah.
He's one of the only guys in Tacoma that's capable of that.
He's been pulling it off for years,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he has.
Like, mm-hmm. I thought that would be a quick thing, and it hasn't been.
It's
been, it's had some really phenomenal shows.
Yeah, it has. It's been really good. As a matter of fact, they got an opening coming up. I wish I had the date, like, handy, but...
Is it the Circle of Friends?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be within the next week or so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Edit
the date in later.
That's after our time machine, because this will be out after that. We got a bunch in the piled up.
Well, okay. Well, then, fucking never mind.
You missed it.
Sorry.
It was awesome.
We had a great time.
Fulcrum's awesome.
Sex and cocaine, you lost.
And there was some art in there, too.
Yeah. It's maybe a little. I don't know. Mostly sex and cocaine. Anyway, I digress. Oliver has got his shit together, man, and Fulcrum is a really nice space, and he does events there, too.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Check it out, Fulcrum.
Big time.
We've had some shows together, like in Seattle and stuff, too, over the years. And but you've had shows all over. You've had shows in Australia.
Yep.
We have some listeners in Australia.
Oh, cool. Wow.
So, like, yeah. Where? What city?
Hey, mates.
Yeah, they're into it.
Nice.
They're totally into it.
That's cool.
What city do you have? What city was that in? Or has it been more than once? I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I only showed once in Australia. I think it was in Sydney. Sydney. There's, Chris, what's the name of the gallery? Really good spot, too. They have, like, a lot of good artists.
I want to get over there, because I'm... the fingerboard company that sponsors the puppets,
yeah,
is there.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I want to go there and just hang out and, like, take some pictures of them going on an Australian trip.
Dude, nice. I'm fucking hiding in your bags, man.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'll get a big one.
Dude, I've never been down under. I'm not coming back.
Me neither. I'm scared I won't come back if I go down under.
Dude, if I make it there, I'm not coming back. Especially if fucking Donald Trump gets fucking
elected. Oh, my God.
Are you doing that?
Is that what you want to do? That's what we're going to do.
No,
This is Donald Trump time.
We're not going to have the... No. We're not having this fucking conversation.
I'll talk about Donald Trump for 4 hours.
Oh, Jesus. Please don't.
Wow. Can you believe that this is real life?
Did you ever see the movie Idiocracy?
Yes.
It's now become a fucking documentary. Okay?
That's it.
Things have gotten so fucking stupid.
President Kamala.
It's ridiculous right now.
Dude, man, fucking poor Bernie is like fucking sitting on his ass saying, look, man, I have a lot of good ideas. Will somebody please fucking listen to me? They're like, no, man, fucking you never had a reality TV show. Shut the fuck up.
You're fired.
Like, come on, man. Fucking I'm a goddamn genius. We don't care. We want the guy with the toupee.
You talk stupid.
I know. Yeah, you talk stupid.
We want to win.
We want to win. Where's my goddamn Mexican wall over here? Damn fucking illegals.
Everything's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? Things are getting fucking stupider and stupider, man.
Yes.
Idiocracy is now a fucking documentary. Yeah, I said that earlier.
No, but you're right.
Of course, that's right.
You're gonna say it again.
It used to be a funny movie. If it's now a documentary, now it's not funny at all.
That's sad.
No, it's still funny.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I can have like fucking severe crippling depression and still laugh.
Yeah.
So it's not a problem for me. The fucking whiskey helps.
So I have some questions about your artwork.
Okay.
Maybe how and when, but, like, how did you get into the part where you're repeating making artwork? You know what I'm saying? You're not just drawing in your room or whatever, but you're starting to, like, practice and, like, start to get into where you create so much. Now, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be fucking honest.
Yeah.
Even in terms of subject matter, I am, like, severely repetitive.
Yeah.
Okay? I've got my favorites, man. I've got, my monsters, my rabbits. I love, painting rabbits.
Yep.
It's just a good time, man.
Dinosaurs are sneaking in.
Yep. Plenty of dinosaurs. You know what? I'm not afraid to be repetitive, man. It doesn't bother me. There was a time where I worked in all different media. I did, like, sculpture. I did pen and ink. I did, obviously, I'm still with acrylic. I did oils.
You were exploring.
Yeah, I was exploring. And you know what? It was a good time. And, like, I think if anybody ever wants to stick to that, man, fucking, and, not get repetitive as I had, you're probably going to be a lot less boring than I am. I mean, fucking.
I don't know.
Well, here nor there, man.
Yeah. Fucking,
I'll tell you what, man. Keep exploring, keep branching out. You're probably going to find, you're not going to really find anything new. There's nothing new under the sun.
But you might think you did. You get probably that feeling?
No, it's like...
You find the things that you like, though.
Listen, to all the artists out there, you probably think you're going to fucking make a huge impact on, you know, culture and everything, but the truth is you're going to be a boring cunt for the rest of your life, like I am. So, sorry. There's that level of disappointment to fucking contend with, and once you get past that, you can make a couple of bucks, maybe pay your rent, probably not. You're going to live in mom's basement and fucking, that I don't know.
Dream.
Yeah, you're going to, like, you know, basically scribble your broken dreams on a fucking chalkboard and die alone. Very unhappy.
With no kind
secure
of
on the knowledge that no one ever loved you.
And that's a wrap. Okay, Larkin, thank you.
Yeah,
that's
no gross. Worries. Fuck it. This really isn't me. It's the whiskey talking.
The singe.
The singe.
Yeah, the singe. Nah, I'm just fucking around. This really is me.
You get repetitive, but repetitive...
Yes, I do.
...is like you've created your verbal vocabulary.
Yeah.
Is the way I look at that.
Well, there's also a symbolic vocabulary going on. I mean, yeah. Like, basically... Yeah. There's a visual vocabulary. There's obviously a verbal one, and there's a symbolic one. There's a metaphorical one, too, on top of that. And symbolism and metaphor is a very different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am repetitive. I'm extremely repetitive. But I can... use the same vocabulary to express different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't know, for an example, I mean, like, all right, I'm too drunk for a really good example. Fuck it, more whiskey!
More whiskey!
More whiskey!
There you go.
Death metal.
Quick!
Fuck, death metal whiskey. Voice. I wish I had
get
my guitar
the
with me. For the singe.
For the singe. It's going to get good. The commercials are going to get good.
It's like a fucking Wayne's World up in here, man.
That's exactly what it's like. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, fuck
finally
it.
Somebody said that.
I feel like I'm successful right now. Just because you said that.
So many episodes and no one's ever said that.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit. Well, it's about fucking time.
We're dudes in a basement doing a show.
I know.
How would you nobody say Wayne's World ever?
We don't have a Davenport.
Yeah, we need a Davenport.
We do need that. We need the Davenport, man. I'm sitting in a fucking regular chair. I feel like a jerk off. No, it's you know what? Every individual, let alone a fucking artist or not an artist, has their own vocabulary, you know?
Right.
Outside of fucking the realm of language, outside of the realm of, like, basic fucking everyday mundane communication, everybody has their own vocabulary. There are certain people that I think everybody connects with on a very, very interpersonal level, and these are the people that tend to get the closest. Well, what I attempt to do with my artwork is get that close to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. I don't succeed.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I fail miserably. But I have a good time failing, because if I can't fucking connect with somebody on that level, and a lot of the time I can at least, at the very least, scare the living shit out of them.
Right.
Yep. Oh, I know. Creepy, creepy. I'm rubbing my nipples, bitches.
Stop. Weird.
All right. It's yeah. Weird. Edit that part out.
Stop. No. Stop rubbing your nipples. Why are you still doing it?
Yeah. Put them away, man.
I don't know. They're so huge and swollen, man.
Oh, shit. It looks like
need
that
a
hurts.
Massage.
I know. Dude, it's distorting my shirt.
Oh, you never guessed that, Harry.
No, man. Jeremy's puppets are crawling all over my nipples, man. I don't know, man. That one little puppet is kind of hot.
See? They grow on you.
I didn't have nipples when I was a little kid.
They grew in later.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No, I had to order them online.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you get a deal, though?
I did. It was
sense.
Like two for the
two
price
for
of
one.
Oh, this is good whiskey.
Do you know how to access... your creativity, like whenever you want. Have you got to that point where you can
absolutely
figure it out? Yeah,
I've been to that point for a very long time.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not as hard as you think. I mean, like, basically, just tap into, you know, whatever it is you're trying to say, whatever it is you're trying to do. I mean, like, you know, you might be trying to express like pain. Or you might be trying to express basically reaching a hand out to somebody else who's in pain or somebody else who just wants to shake hands and party. I mean, like, whatever the hell,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, like, I don't know. Each piece has a different mood.
Yeah. I can see that in yours.
Yeah, totally. Sure. I mean, like, you know, I have fun with my stuff, man. I mean, like, I have fun and sometimes I have a really miserable time, too.
Yeah, right.
But sometimes I really need that miserable time, you know? I mean, like, and sometimes I really need the goddamn fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's cool. I mean, like, yeah, basically I'll paint, like, little bunnies dancing around a fire and, you know, having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
And, right. And then I'll paint your mother's grave.
Yeah.
Right.
I like to share my pleasure, and I'm not afraid to share my pain. And, you know, I don't force it on anybody.
Right.
You know? I mean, yeah. Like, I put it on a wall. You can look at it, or you can, like, you know, not look at it. Whatever, man. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of windows in this town, man. Fucking, and my stuff isn't in very many of them.
So. Are you from here?
No, I'm from Syracuse, New York.
What?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm from Rochester.
No way.
Yeah.
70 miles up the road, maybe. Uh-huh. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's West cool. Coast.
Sorry.
Let's kick his ass.
Sorry. No, yeah.
Sorry.
Yep, he's about to catch the beat down. We're going to beat you down like the Seahawks in the last Super Bowl, bitch.
Oh.
Yeah, I said it.
So,
that's right,
bitch. Do you watch football at all?
You know what? Only when I got a bet going, man. Fucking, I don't give a shit about sports.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch the Bills when you lived in New York?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm Buffalo Bills. Who gives a fuck?
I do. And I never get to see a game.
Dude, I don't give a fuck about sports. The only time I care is, like, you know what? I make bets just to care. I make bets so I can enjoy the game.
That makes sense.
That's the only way I can.
That totally makes sense.
That's the only way I can get through it, man. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'm just, like, sitting there bored as fuck. I'm like,
yeah,
holy,
like, why
shit,
you guys so into this?
I know. It's like, I hope there's another fucking 17 or 18 beers so I can get through this fuck. You know? But if I got, like, a bet going, I'm even, like, a lousy $10 or something, man.
Yeah.
Fucking, now, all of a sudden, I give a shit,
yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Because it's
get
not
him,
about
get
the game.
Him, get him!
It's not about the game anymore. It's about friendly competition with a friend.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can talk
and
that shit.
That I can fucking relate to. That I can get through, man.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's real to you.
Right,
like
it is, man.
Screen,
it's tangible, man.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, a bunch of guys who are getting millions of dollars to fucking,
whoa,
you know, toss a fucking pig corpse around. Who gives a fuck? Really. I mean,
totally.
Guys get paid for that?
Yep.
Seriously?
I have a question for you.
Fire away.
What was your first tape?
My first
audio tape.
Yeah.
When you were a kid.
Music?
Yeah, do you remember?
Yes.
Everybody does.
Sticks.
Sticks?
Sticks.
Whoa, you're cool. Never mind.
No, it's not cool, man.
It's
fucking
supposed to be something like Kenny Rogers. Mine was Kenny Rogers. Come on.
There's nothing wrong with Kenny Rogers,
man.
No, mine was Sticks, man. Fucking, I used to sit there. Fucking, I would sing Come Sail Away on the fucking bus, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Everyone, man.
I'm sailing away.
Sailing away. Set an open course for the virgin sea. Cause I've got to be free. Free to face a life that's ahead of me.
I'm singing on the bus, man. They had to kick me off.
Was
like, fuck you, man. I'll walk home. Come sail away. Come sail away.
You're spoiling the good part. Fuck you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Get out.
Gathering of angels.
You're just on the corner by
whatever.
Yourself singing.
Just bless
I know, right?
Come
dude, I'm going to leave the room and go do it right fucking now, man.
I like it.
Yep. This thing's going to happen. You guys can go fuck yourselves. I'm going to go sing Sticks. As soon as I'm done with that, I'm doing what's that other song? Fucking.
Come on, what is it?
Oh, fucking Renegade. That was another good one.
What's that one?
Renegade.
What's it? Just a little piece.
Oh, mama,
yeah.
For the
yeah.
Long arm of the law.
Yeah.
You know what time it is.
Yeah. Yep. I got
hangman
it.
Is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long. Dude, I was, like, big into Sticks when I was a kid, man.
Yeah.
Fucking, it was before I, like, Sticks was, like, I was listening to, like, Sticks and Rush and all this other stuff. And then, like, I got, like, $6 or $7 in my pocket. And, like, there was an older kid in the neighborhood. He was like,
uh-huh.
Oh, I'll sell you some of my cassettes real cheap. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. What do you got? He's like, well, I've got this one thing. I'm like, what is it? He's like, Iron Maiden.
Yes.
I'm like, I like the album cover.
Changed your life.
Dude, Number of the Beast.
Yeah.
Changed my fucking life, man.
Six! Dude, the Number of the Beast!
Sacrifice is going on tonight! Dude, man, changed my life forever.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yep. Then I shaved my head and worshipped Satan and fucking rebuked Jesus and my mom disowned me and fucking, I don't know, my grandma still talks to me, but she doesn't know what I am.
Uh-huh.
A child of the devil.
Child of the devil.
No, I'm just fucking around. You can listen to Iron Maiden without being a fucking dyed-in-the-wool Satanist.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more fun if you are, but,
yeah.
You know.
So how long have you been in Tacoma?
I've been in Tacoma since 2010. I lived in Seattle before that. No, well, I mean, like, I grew up in Syracuse. I moved to Maryland. I moved to Tampa. I fucking moved to New Jersey. I, like, kind of bounced around.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this isn't, like, you know, I wasn't an army brat or anything, man. Fucking this is, like, in my adult life. I was just trying to figure out where the hell I wanted to go.
Check some shit out, yeah.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, like, and there were things about every area that I really, really liked, but I'll tell you what, man, the Northwest is, like, among my favorite areas, and, like, I like Tacoma a lot more than I like Seattle.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's a better vibe here, man. Seattle's cool, you know, I mean, like, they got, like, a really solid art scene, and there's a lot of really cool people, but Tacoma's kind of a shit ton less pretentious.
Yeah, yep.
You know, people here are, like, fucking down to earth, man. It's like a... You know, it's not like I'm, like, touting the fucking virtues of the blue-collared or any of that. I mean, okay, fine, I am, but, you know, I mean, fucking white-collar is cool, too. I mean, like, everybody's cool, but, like, people here in Tacoma are, like, not uptight at all. And I don't know, it's cool, man. Fucking basically, I can, like, go out, I smile at somebody, they smile back. When I smile at somebody, you know, in Seattle sometimes, man, especially, like, in fucking downtown or Cap Hill, they look at me like I'm, like, fucking either psychotic or from Mars.
Yep.
And, you know, they, you know, shun eye contact and all that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, I'm in Seattle. Right.
Yeah.
And fuck. Totally. But down here, man, I smile at somebody, you know, like, smile at a girl or a guy or a fucking, you know, an old goddamn man, and fucking everybody smiles back.
Right.
It's just cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love this place. Tacoma rules, man. Dude, you know what? I like the fucking little drizzle. I like the whole winter long
the
drizzle.
Gray.
I love it.
Where you're wet, but it's not raining.
I hate the bloody sun, man. Fucking summer is miserable for me here because it never fucking rains. At least in New York State, it fucking rained once in a while.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, man, we had those beautiful thunderstorms.
Yep.
Like
lightning.
Yeah, crazy. I know, right? We don't have that shit here, man. Fucking rain here is fucking boring.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you get that little, like, fucking suppressing drizzle.
Yeah.
In fact, there's just not much to it, man. We don't get the fireworks that, you know, here that we got in New York. It was much nicer, really.
Yeah.
So
I just went back there in July for a week for a family reunion.
Cool.
And I got one of those thunderstorms.
Nice.
It was really cool. Like,
you lucked out, man.
Like, you know, third floor room at the hotel, you know. And so
this is in Rochester?
Yeah.
Nice.
And there's just like, open the big window, you know, because all the hotel rooms have the big window, you know.
Yep, you get that ozone smell.
Is it
breezing in? Hell yeah, man.
It's
fucking
cool.
That's where it's at. Dude, that's the one thing I do miss about New York State, man. It's like the weather is a lot more dramatic than it is here.
Yeah.
I know. We get like fucking 6 months of like pure sunshine, which I fucking hate. Not a cloud in the goddamn sky. Basically, the sun is leering into my fucking window like a big, fat, yellow, fucking obese pervert.
Yeah.
Like, I...
Larkin!
Wake up!
Larkin!
Wake up, it's time again.
I can see your underwear. Yep. I hate the sun, man. He's a fucking perv.
What the fuck kind of underwear do you wear?
I don't know. What the fuck have I got on? Oh, I'm freeballing.
It snaps.
No, I'm not really freeballing.
Oh, that's the same thing I wear, goddammit.
Yeah, I know. Dude, you caught me on a bad day, man. Usually I wear, like, black underwear.
Yeah.
You know, it's like gothic underwear.
Keep it real.
You
got the goth wear?
Goth wear.
New Jose Cuervo Sin.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. Fuck, yeah, it is time for the commercial,
It's time for the commercial.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when I'm not drinking Jose Cuervo Singe, I'm buying new underwear. Preferably something goth, kind of lacy. Just what you'd be into, maybe with a little bit of red trim. But tonight I'm not doing that. I'm drinking Jose Cuervo Cringe. Singe. I mean, Singe. Yes, Singe. It has the zippy taste of cinnamon without all the toast. I feel like Wesley Willis, man.
Oh, shit.
Well, let's change the subject. You guys want to get into some... Have you ever been... Shit.
What's on your
mind?
Have
you ever been to the BNI?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yes.
Can we go there right
What's
now?
BNI?
Yes. Maybe we should just do the rest of the show from the BNI parking lot. The BNI is a ghetto spot.
Okay.
On South Tacoma Way, cool. Which is a ghetto road for anybody in Gaza.
Oh, yeah, man. That's where... yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like it tries to be
ever?
Kind of a mall.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, kind of like a flea market mall mix. It's in a building.
Yep.
It's like so it's like a mall, but...
Yeah, I know what time it is, man.
It's like a flea market.
You can buy a knife there, and you can use it on someone
all
there.
All kinds of
You can use it on somewhere there to get their grill.
Right, yeah,
they
exactly.
just got there.
You know, dude, I'm going to peel off that fucking gold. You know what time it is. Hells yeah, man. Fucking, I'm going to buy a fucking big-ass scythe
this place.
From one of these fucking old rednecks, man. It's like a fucking... It's a sickle that you use to fucking cut corn down. But I'm going to go in the back. And I'm going to find the guy with the grill. And what I'm going to do next would be incriminating in a court of law, so I'm not going to fucking describe it in too much detail.
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
They have the worst pet shop ever, saddest.
Oh, dude, man, that's... Really?
Yeah. When you got the... They got hermit crabs there.
Yeah.
In a kiddie pool, right?
Okay, that doesn't sound bad.
That's not bad. They're okay. just in there, and they're living their life on a little sand. It's
yeah,
cool.
Chilling out.
But their shells
uh-huh.
are painted.
The hermit crabs don't care.
No. So they're for the Seahawks. And they're for...
Really?
They're for SpongeBob like, SquarePants.
Oh, what a bunch of pandering bullshit.
Exactly.
Dude, you're going to paint up a hermit crab like SpongeBob?
What about a Seahawks? And it's just a crab walking around like, I don't even like the Hawks, man. I'm not even into the Hawks.
I know, man. Well, yeah, the crab's like, fuck man, shit. I like the Cowboys. Who the fuck did this to me, man? Give me a Cowboys shell, motherfuckers.
This is the worst.
I know. Shit, the Hawks suck. They lost the fucking bowl, man. Fucking...
There's puppies there. They're just, like, eating other puppies.
Oh, my God. Dude, you ain't right, man.
It's horrible. They used to have a gorilla. Dude. Ivan the gorilla.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yes,
man. My friend
in a
Mike
glass so... cage.
Yep.
Saddest thing ever.
You know what? Like, everybody who's ever told me about Ivan the gorilla...
Said
like,
the word sad.
No, they didn't, man. Fucking, that's the funny part. They're like, oh, I remember Ivan the Gorilla. I used to love to go there and see Ivan the Gorilla.
No, it's horrific. It was horrific.
I didn't see it personally. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, if Ivan was just sitting there gloomily masturbating and fucking...
No,
you know,
he didn't even masturbate.
Like,
he's too depressed. He's too depressed to masturbate.
That's...
Bad.
That's really... Bad.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Dude, he I've would sit in the corner,
too depressed to masturbate,
and just like touch a tire.
Then again, I'm not a gorilla, but what?
Just touch a tire.
Really?
Just sitting in the corner, like touching a tire or whatever. There's some ripped up pieces of cardboard or something, and he's just sitting in the corner, and you like look at him.
Dude, are you shitting me?
No.
Dude, because like everybody fucking I knew who was like, oh yeah, Ivan the gorilla used to be at BNI. Now
yeah.
I fucking remember it, man. They were like, talking about Ivan the gorilla, it was like, oh, so cool to see a gorilla in person and all this shit, man. They never mentioned all that.
Sad.
It
was just sad. Oh. It's just sad right now.
Good. Well, about. You know what? You just kind of fucking ruined everything.
Damn it. Bill Cosby's a rapist.
I'm not sure which is worse.
That's what I'm saying.
Ivan the gorilla being depressed or Bill Cosby being a fucking sleep creeper.
Robin Williams killed himself. Okay, that's enough.
No, you
I'm
know
stopping.
What?
I'm
all
stopping.
Right.
I'm Dude, stopping right now.
Shit just went dark. Is this really the fucking mood this is going to take?
I can't hold it in anymore. Why is everything sad? Michael J. Fox has to shake all the time?
Dude, give me a set of keyboards and I'll fucking play you some goddamn church songs.
Something.
Sometime with this world gets kind of lonely.
I'm
getting sad now.
Okay, I'll bring it back up.
Fuck.
So, at the BNI, they also have like a workwear store. You can get some boots or you can get some Carhartts. Some shit.
That's nice.
And there's a Vietnam vet that works there.
Yeah.
And the reason I know that he's a Vietnam vet is because he's told me 1 zillion stories of Vietnam.
Really?
And I recorded it.
Oh, shit.
And so I was going to play a couple clips.
Yeah, yeah.
Go for it. So we can talk about it.
Nice.
Get into some Nam, back in Nam.
You know what? It's still relevant to this day, man. That for was, sure.
Dude, yeah.
That's that was a bad thing. Time in our fucking country's history, man. Fucking, I think a lot of poor decisions were made, and I think a lot of people suffered for it, and it still remains relevant to this day.
Yeah.
Dude, let her rip.
All right.
Your kid, you know, still got a few pimples right here.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
What do we do, Gunny? Shut up, kid. Shut the hell up. Bring them over here. I'll tell you this. Well, this guy's like 40-something. We're 19.
Yeah.
He's
the boss. He's the dad. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
One time, we had a couple Vietnamese guys. They wouldn't talk. They had Arvins, you know, Vietnamese Army, trying to get information. And the old Gunny's standing like this, and he's looking. He goes, I remember he took a cigarette, and he lights it, and he goes, "You tell that little zipperhead to start talking." That's it. That's it. Grab him. Get him over here.
They take him.
Duct taped a grenade to his mouth. Oh, his head.
Yeah.
And he drags him out about 50 meters out there, tapes him to a tree.
Cord.
And runs the cord all the way back. And he's got the guys on their knees, and he goes, "Now you tell them, they start talking, or this is what's going to happen." Man, it's just like, boom!
Yep.
Yeah. I was left with a few boots.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Like crazy now.
What? Yeah, it's crazy now.
Did you hear the laughter?
What the fuck?
The nervous laughter.
Yeah, it was very nervous laughter, man. Dude, my heart goes out to the good.
Everybody.
The whole Vietnam War was a fucking farce anyway, man. I mean, everybody goddamn knew it. Yeah. It was the war we lost, and we pretended not to.
Yeah, totally.
But it wasn't even a war against communism, man. It was a war for resource that we fucking also lost. I mean, like, the fact that they were sending 19-year-old kids over here to, like, fucking get their shit blown off, man.
Just to try to save face of not winning a war.
I know. Dude, man. And they, like, fucking, they kept it rolling.
For dude, so long.
Dude, it was a...
And left a million people with stories like this.
Yeah.
In between.
Not
you know?
Quite a million, but you're getting close.
Yes.
No, you are actually are getting close, man. Fucking yeah. It was like 50,000.
Yeah.
50,000 motherfucking people, man.
Wow,
not even
lot.
Including the goddamn dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, no, it was a shame, man. Fucking it's like one of the biggest shames in our fucking country's history, in my opinion. It's terrible, man. Mm. It's a terrible thing. Every once in a while a fucking war is justified. If a people are being fucking oppressed and they rise up against their goddamn oppressors, they declare war.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a fucking revolution, I think it's justified, man.
Right.
I think it's people for the people.
Yeah, time to fight, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But a lot of times, man, wow.
It's not really how things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the chess pieces for the game. Like, that's a weird...
More or less.
It's a weird
fucking
thought.
Fucking 9 times out of 10, it's, you know, commercially driven.
Yeah.
It's oh, for sure. Man.
Yeah, I hate that.
Then you're going to hate this, because listen to this story.
Oh, God.
Remember, we had a guy named, what the heck was his name? Watson. He was from Mississippi. Oh, I can't remember his name. What was Walter Watson? Anyway, he would never look at anything. He would always look up and go. Yeah, he'd never look. And so finally, Floyd Watson. That was it, Floyd Watson.
Yeah,
I said, Floyd, what are you doing? I'm not going to look. He'd be up like this. You know, and the rest of us kind of cowered like that, you know. I was like, geez, Gunny, boy, that guy was talking 100 miles an hour, brother, giving us all the information you wanted, you know, showing drawings, shaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After
that's
that.
More like it.
Yeah.
And the Gunny's like, that's more like it. You tell him he's a good man. Oh, lit a cigarette up. Sometimes you gotta blow their mind, boys, to get them to talk. Never heard that line. You gotta blow their
literally,
mind.
Yeah.
Literally. So over there, about 50 meters away, there's like darts everywhere. There's a guy's boot, like a one boot with a foot stick in it and stuff. It was wild, man.
That's it.
And they wonder why when you get back to base camp, hey, man, you got any of this stuff?
Yeah.
Here, give it to me.
Oh, please give it to me.
I'm not entirely sure whether that tone is like...
Nervous or not.
Nervous laughter or fucking sadistic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't fucking tell.
No, because sometimes it sounds... No, it's close, man. Sometimes it sounds nervous, and then sometimes it sounds like, oh, whoops, I let that out. But I don't know. I think your brain would switch, though, when you're in war. If you put me in war, my whole thought, like,
dude,
all my
I can't
beliefs.
Say. I mean, yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, if I'm fighting for my life against somebody that's trying to kill me, too.
Yeah.
Then they're the enemy, and it's going to get weird. Like, well, you know,
yeah,
you'll sure. do weird things because, like, I'm looking at it now as the enemy's trying to kill me.
Right.
And so, like, now we're on this football team of fucking...
Ah, man, yeah. You're fucking taking that to another level, man. Well, from where I would take it, man.
Yeah.
Basically, I don't know. I'm a sociopath, so I'm a little bit more fucking analytical, man. Fucking basically, I would just take the players off the field without emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, so then you're not, like...
No, I just take them out. I mean, like,
you
okay.
You do your job.
I wouldn't even really consider it a job, man.
Huh.
To be honest. I mean, like, it wouldn't be a job to me. It would just be a necessity.
Right? Yeah.
Job is not a fucking necessity.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
A job is a... I don't know. It's actually kind of a burden. Some people consider it a luxury. I would consider it more of a fucking pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like my job.
Yeah, but you created your job. That's the...
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right,
that's
exactly.
The difference.
Technically, it's kind of not a job. Well, it is a job, but it's...
It's not, though.
Right, yeah, it is.
Yeah, you gotta work, but...
Well, I define it myself, though, man. Fucking... You know, people, like, offer me commissions or whatever, like, they're doing me a fucking favor, and I'm like, no thanks. I don't really want to fucking do that, man.
I need to make my paintings.
Well, what do you mean, man? I want a big football flag for my man cave. I'm like, you know what, I'm not your guy, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like a, you know, a giant portrait of my fat son.
You know, but don't make him look fat.
Yeah, but don't make him look fat. Make him look handsome. As a matter of fact, just paint a picture of Brad Pitt with my child's haircut on it. You know, I'm just like, yeah, you know, dude, I'm just not your guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's
Here's
so
the
weird.
Commissions that I get.
Get so
People
weird.
Come to me and say, yeah. Hey, Larkin. I'm like, hey, dude. Why don't I throw a whole bunch of money at you and you do whatever the fuck you want
Yes,
to.
That's
I'm
the...
Like, yeah, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'll do that.
Uh-huh. That's the goal. That's
fucking
the,
A.
That's what you're supposed to be doing.
Right, exactly. Shit.
It's so
Dude.
Funny.
Dude, like style too. Is bullshit, man.
It's
you
so
know what?
Weird.
I've had my fucking head shaved and been wearing trench coats and combat boots since I was like fucking 12.
But you got a tattoo in the shape of hair.
It's not in the shape of hair, man. It's in the shape of a fucking... This is... Yo, this emulates fucking nature patterns, man. I was going for, like, coral reef fish and pythons.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
See? Plus, it's, like, bright blue.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Rock to the roll, man. I mean, like, those are kind of my colors. They, you know, it sets mm-hmm. off my fucking overly pink complexion.
It really does.
It does.
Because
awesome.
I'm an alcoholic. And, you know, my complexion is, like, fucking very ruddy. You know, plus I'm Irish, man. I got, like, 2 strikes against me on that bullshit, man. I had
Double
to have,
up.
Like, fucking a cool tone tattoo in order just to get away with my face. Before I had this, I had a fucking foot-long purple mohawk.
Yes! I can see that.
Dude, it was pretty rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I wish I had the old photographs, man. I had, like, shit of me, like, in spray-painting murals with, like, a foot-long
fucking... Just the tallest
purple.
Mohawk.
I know, man.
It's so good.
You know, fucking... Syracuse is a lame little town.
Not too much spray-painting going on.
No, actually, that's not true, man. There are some fucking really good graffiti artists.
That's
man.
Cool.
Great mural writers, man. I'll tell you what, Syracuse is mostly bullshit, but for graffiti writers, man, they got some good shit going on.
Oh, that's dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I
totally.
Was picturing, like, little town where that doesn't really happen.
No, I'll tell you what, man. Fucking, maybe it's those little towns guys
get
a little
get
bit
started.
Fucking hungrier.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
too.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Fucking Syracuse has bred some good guys. These are, like, fucking cats my age, and, like,
yeah.
There's, like, fucking other generations coming up now, too. And they're fucking rocking out, man.
Yeah.
Fucking,
and they learn from them.
Hell yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Dude,
right.
It's fucking sweet, man. Fucking, I got mad props for all fucking artists, man.
Yeah.
Graffiti writers, man. Fucking,
they're right up there in my book, man, because, like, fucking, these are the greatest nonconformists out
there. Dude, the rebellious nature of it
is
something to look up to in a weird way.
They're not mercenary. These guys are totally non-merc, man. They're fucking totally non-mercenary, man. Fucking, they do it just because they love it. They do it, actually, just to be fucking defiant, which adds another goddamn layer to it.
Yeah.
Fucking, that's what I was into, man. Fucking, I got, like, busted a few times. I had to spend a couple of nights in the pokey.
Yep. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. That's with it.
Oh, there was this one night, man. Fucking, I was, like, me and my buddy Act Two are fucking writing on a bridge.
Yeah.
All right, Act Two was, like, basically throwing up his, like, he was doing, like, a fucking pretty good mural version of his tag. I was doing, like, a big, ugly cop. I was, like, fucking spray painting a big, fucking ugly cop, and he had a word bubble above his head. He's like, I hate those guys. Well, anyway, man, fucking...
So good.
Yeah, we're underneath an interstate bridge, but we're underneath a bridge, man, and I'd run out of my spray can, man. The cop was done. I gave him, like, fucking four chins or something. Threw the spray can on the ground. I'm like, I'm done with this, and lo and behold, man, a cop, like, cruises down the fucking hill. He grabs him by the arm, and he's like, hell yeah, you are. I'm like, ah, shit, dude.
He was just watching you?
Well, it was just kind of funny the way he said it. I'm like, I'm done. He's like,
yeah, you are. You got wrapped up, son.
Yep. You're pinched.
And I only got two chins, dick.
You know? So I got nicked. I had to fucking spend the night in the pen. My friend, Kid 40.
Yeah.
He was like, spraying up his tag next to that. He managed to get away.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Dude, they put me in the paddy wagon. It was kind of funny because my brother was fucking standing up on the bridge. He was supposed to be lookout. He fucking went home and asked out and fucking left us twisting in the wind.
Wow.
He left his girlfriend and my other mate's girlfriend there, man. Fucking, they were in the back of the paddy wagon with us.
Oh, they got caught up in it.
Yep, they were crying their eyes out, man. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe we have to go to jail. I'm like, you know what, man? You're accessories.
Yeah.
I was fucking with him, man. I was like, you're accessories, man. You're going to go down
for this.
You're going
down for this. You're going down for this.
If I'm going down, you're going down.
Those college scholarships, goodbye.
Dude, I had to fuck. This is like a couple of 19-year-old girls at the time, man. Fucking, mm-hmm. It was funny as shit.
You're going SUNY.
I'm like, you're going down, man. You have no hope for a career. Your parents are going to fucking disown you, man.
You'll never be president.
I know, exactly. Well, they wouldn't have anyway. They weren't really that bright, but...
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Then again, George Bush. My bad. Okay.
Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
Trump's leading. Dude, let's not talk about it. We're not talking about it. Oh, my God.
You know what? If he... No. All right, back to the graffiti business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm sitting in the back of this fucking paddy wagon with a couple of teenage girls, man. They're, like, fucking crying their eyes out because, you know, any potential they have for fucking careers or marriage or whatever is, like, clearly over now because fucking they've been busted fucking, you know.
As accessories to vandalism.
Exactly, man. Dude, it was just awesome, man. I'm sitting back there laughing my fucking ass off, man. Of course, I was half drunk, so that didn't hurt my cause.
With a huge mohawk.
Yeah.
That's where the huge mohawk is in the cop car.
Totally.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it got pretty bent over.
And that is pushing. Yeah.
I know. And so it's like, hey, guys, you mind opening the sunroof? Shut up, white boy. So, all right, man, just get me in the pen, man. Fucking just don't hit me with a hose, man. Fucking I'm going home tomorrow to my girlfriend who's going to kick me the fuck out.
Oh, that's a wrap.
Yeah, I know, right? And that's actually what wound up happening, but that's another story. Yeah, my friend Kid 40 escaped, man. He fucking ran into he ran into a field, like a little grassy field, and laid down.
Yeah, that's it.
They busted out the dogs.
Oh!
Dude,
shit.
They actually busted out dogs to find a fucking writer, man.
Wow.
Yes.
And they got him?
They got him.
Yeah, that sucks.
Dude, they got him.
Oh, that sucks.
We got our fucking mugshots taken together, man.
Yes.
Well, the funny fucking thing was, man, I was up there, like, yeah, I had the big fucking mohawk and everything. They're like, turn to the side. I'm like, yeah, that's right, bitches. I'm like sitting there trying to look all fucking mean and serious in my fucking mugshot.
Yeah.
What does fucking Kid 40 do? He's like, Gives a big shit-eating grin.
Yeah.
He's like, man, this is the way you're going to remember me, motherfuckers. Fuck you, 5-0. Dude, he was like fucking...
That.
Yeah, he was straight up, man. Yeah, the cops are going to draw on a guy for fucking having a spray can.
Yeah, that's messed up.
No, they did draw on him.
But at least they didn't shoot him in the face.
Jesus.
Or choke him or break his neck and drag him to somewhere else or something. You
know? No, yeah. It's not like Tennessee or L.A. or anything. Fucking, this is Syracuse, man. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, next time I go back to Syracuse, man, my buddy has, like, a couple of legal walls, like, lined up. He's like, last time I was there, I didn't get around to it because I was all coked up. But
mm-hmm.
Fucking, he was like, oh, man, you got to come out and, like, I found, like, this awesome picture of Darth Maul. I'd love for you to do Darth Maul.
Ooh.
And I was like, you know what? That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
But I got fucked up and didn't do it.
Didn't do it. talked about something else.
Yeah. Just say no, kids. Just say no. It'll fucking ruin your art career. Or at least it'll ruin your chances of going to jail for graffiti. And you don't want that. You need street cred, man.
Yeah, you
that's
need
a way
to
better
go to store.
Yeah.
You need cred, you little bitches.
I was watching an advertising movie called Art and Copy, and it's really good. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's good. You should watch it. It's on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. But
does it like fucking illustrate the whole point of like the commercialism behind it? Or?
Yeah.
Really?
There's people
does
that
it do
left
with
it.
Illustrators and stuff.
Or? It's like it talks about the time of like the 80s through the 90s.
Okay.
And it talks about how in the beginning of that, it was still like the good old boy club where it's just like you had to know people, you had to go to the right school, you had
to
know people.
Fucking illustrator?
Yeah, to be in the advertising at all.
Jesus Christ, man. You could fucking take a shit and be an illustrator.
Yeah, but so they had it where the people that wrote the copy for the ads didn't ever talk to the artist. They would write the copy. They would send it upstairs to the art place, and the drawer dude would just sit there. Yeah, no, they just made... So all of them look the same. You know, it's like a car with this writing above it.
Oh, dude, I dig it.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But so then it turned into... It slowly changed to where the creative people started being like... They were shit upon.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
like
they were
the little bitches.
Well, the funny fucking thing is, man, is there was a fucking turnaround as soon as people were recognized for their fucking abilities.
Yes.
Man, they could fucking put their own goddamn name on it.
Use it
like,
for their power.
Right, exactly, man. Yeah. The illustrators were the fucking real talent behind the whole thing anyway, man. And fucking, you know what? Conceptually, man, fucking illustration is dog shit, okay? Conceptually, there's nothing going on, okay? You go up to fucking somebody who has, like, a visual ability. They're like, hey, can you paint this or airbrush it or fucking do it on a computer? And the guy's like, or the... gal is like, yeah, I can totally do that. Well, it's no longer just like, yeah, do it, all right, and I'm gonna take fucking credit for it, and you go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was like that, man, but
yes.
Fucking now it's different because people are fucking developing their own styles at it, man. Fucking people are, they're painting a signature to it, and the artists are more respected.
Right.
So they're not as easily taken advantage of.
Yes.
And that is where the fuck it is at.
Yeah, and that's what's up on that movie. The dude, the like one of the best guys on there talks about how he was in the creative thing that was the shit upon one, you know, like the little bitches one.
Yeah,
so then he took all the creative people and
yeah.
was like, they can't make these ads without us.
Right.
So let's use that power, you know,
yeah.
to rise up. He started his own thing, and then they started just getting cool ones.
He started
know,
his
making...
own agency? Or...
Yes.
Dude, rock and roll, man.
With creative people.
Dude.
Instead of not creative people.
What is
that had the right,
way
that knew the brother.
Model.
What's that?
So what a way smarter business model.
Yeah, totally. And then it just made it awesome. And
dude, no, actually, man, fucking that's a better business model, man.
Yeah.
Sustainable, man, as opposed to fucking... I'll tell you what, you don't need corporate douchebags for anything, man. Sooner or later, people are going to fucking... No, I'm being totally serious.
I know
yeah.
you are.
Sooner
it's
or later,
so
people are going to figure this out. You don't need those motherfuckers. They're abstractionists, man. Fucking, they are useless, all right?
Yes.
They are completely fucking useless. They're dealing in abstracts that don't even fucking apply anymore,
mm-hmm.
all right? They're obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
And very soon, people are going to fucking figure this out, man. I'll tell you what, the time of the fucking working man is coming, okay? The time of the fucking applier is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being, like, communist about this. Though I'll tell you what, man, fucking
I'm not against that either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The time of things fucking getting away from fucking abstract is coming, okay? The time where fucking product matters more than fucking, you know, obsolete concept mm-hmm. is coming.
Right.
We're going to enter a new age, man, because we have no goddamn choice but to do so. Because yeah. things right now are so goddamn fucked.
Yep.
Look, we are actually considering a cunt like yeah. Donald Trump for yes. fucking president.
It's amazing, too. It's
Dude, crazy. I'm not even kidding.
I know. I'm with you.
You saw Idiocracy, right?
Yep.
Funny movie.
Funny movie until now.
Yeah, it's a lot less
until
funny
Donald
now,
Trump's
man.
President, and Dude, then it's man, not so fucking, funny.
No, it's a lot less funny now, man. Don't, here's a guy who's fucking gotten on his little pulpit. He's been a racist. He's been a sexist. And he somehow manages to get away with all of it.
And stay in the front.
You know what? Charlie Sheen fucking played the same card, man.
Yep.
He yeah. was less of a cunt, man.
Yeah, he's cooler. He's yeah, definitely yeah. cooler.
No, he's way cooler, man. Charlie Sheen was just like, okay, yeah. You know what? I said what I said. Fuck you, man. Suck my dick.
Oh,
I'm Charlie
it.
Sheen.
I loved it.
You can suck it. You can suck it. You can suck it, okay? But Charlie Sheen had no fucking political power, man. Fucking
he wasn't running for president.
Right. But we've got a fucking guy doing the same goddamn thing, and he's fucking running
for president.
Dude, people are taking him
seriously.
Seriously,
I know,
fucking,
I get it.
Dude, this is dangerous.
Yes.
Oh, yes, for
yes.
sure.
This is actually fucking dangerous,
yes.
man.
For the world.
Oh, yeah.
You have no idea, man. Fuck. You know what? I kind of hope he does win in a sense, man. Fucking, at least the whole fucking party ends. Fuck. I'm sorry, that was a little bit nihilist.
That's right. It's okay. Anytime you want to go off on Donald Trump, I'll listen.
Oh, dude, man.
Because it's weird
no,
as fuck.
No, man. I mean, like, that was a bit on the nihilist side. I don't know. I haven't had much sleep. I'm a little depressed.
Oh, yeah, you're on a no sleep thing lately.
Yeah, kind of. Mm. Donald Trump does not help that.
No.
I love Picasso's early work. That's when he was at his best.
Man. Yeah.
He got lazy when his fucking name came in, man. Dude.
Wow.
All he had
to
do was, like, fucking go get fucking depressed and fucking... I know. I sound
ever,
like a fucking
do
asshole.
Do you ever
but...
find that, though? Do you ever find that yourself?
Yeah.
Like, do you feed off your depression or your anger or anything like that with your art?
Yeah.
Like, do you go into art?
Dude, some of my best work is from fucking periods of that fucking... time, man.
Yeah. That's how I feel. That's what I use it for. That's what I started. Like, in the beginning, that's what I started it as.
Well, I mean,
like,
if it's, like, really crippling, I can't work at all, man.
Right.
I'm just like,
if it goes
oh,
too far.
Fuck,
yeah.
Man, I can't, you know, I can't function, man. But
right.
I start to come back from that, and, you know, I can still feed off that negative energy and, you know,
yes.
really make good shit.
That's
definitely
cool.
Some of my best work.
That's cool to hear. Well,
at least I get something from it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Well, it's like a power. I look at it as
it
a
is
power.
A fucking
like,
power.
I have my own power that
Dude,
I can...
Dude, it's like a fucking superpower,
yes.
man.
No, for
yes.
sure.
Dude, I fucking went through all this shit, man. Fucking, you know, I fucking cried myself to sleep when I could fucking sleep.
Right.
Now I'm back. And I'm gonna fucking put this to canvas.
Another love, another layer.
Man. Yeah, exactly, man.
I can't wait to see some new shit.
Dude.
Stoked.
Well, the most brilliant part is people don't realize when I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea.
Well.
This should have been the fucking interview.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
Oh, we're not still running, are we?
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yes.
Oh, you bastards. Seriously?
Eugene was sneaky right here.
I thought we were just, like, fucking having, like, a little fucking two-on-one here, man.
We were.
Nah. It's everything, and that was the best.
But we really were, though. I mean, it was so real.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Jeremy, you cunt.
I am a cunt, though, for sure.
Jesus. Fuck. No.
Not a bad one, though. Cunts
Dude,
are pretty cool.
I'm going to clam up now, man.
Ah, that's it!
Now I feel like a fucking asshole. I like bared my soul.
Well, that's what another artist
I thought we were just
know,
like fucking three dudes kind of talking.
I didn't know that fucking thing was on. This is going to be fucking embarrassing, man.
Everything you said was good.
There was nothing bad that you said at all. Like,
yeah.
It's cool because
when you hear that shit, you're going to be stoked.
The reason that he asked you that question is because that's how he feels, and he wants to hear someone else, like, have their take on it, you know what I'm saying? And, like,
and you gave me the real answer.
It's real shit. Awesome. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was the real shit. I didn't come here for real shit.
We were supposed to be fucking around.
I was supposed to be funny. I didn't mean to be like fucking real at all, man. I thought I was just going to come here and be fucking funny.
You're slipping.
You got caught. I know, right?
The cinnamon truth serum came out and then it fucking got weird.
Singe.
Singe.
The singe.
You got singed.
Should we? We've heard enough about Vietnam, huh? We don't need. We don't need to hear about the eyeball collection or any of that.
No.
Mm-mm. You know what? No.
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 Well, let's wrap it up. I think it's a good one.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. You kidding me?
Yeah. I'm glad you came. Thanks a lot for coming.
Yeah.
Dude, my pleasure.
And for keeping it real.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to keep it real.
I love it.
Dude, man, fucking, I thought we were just, like, fucking talking and, like, guys in a room, man. I had no idea the fucking shit was on.
We are. That's the thing.
It's so good.
Because.
It's so good. The eyes are rolling into the depths.
Fuck you, man.
Love it.
Jeremy, like,
I slipped up and said some real shit, goddammit.
I was just trying to be funny.
I know, fucking, I love it.
Whatever, dude.
You're good, dude. You're good.
Dude, you fucking entrapped me.
That was entrapment.
Yeah. It was entrapment.
I was wearing a wire.
Genuine human being. I hate that.
Well, anyways, Candy Teeth, little cavity creeps, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming, Larkin.
Thanks a lot for Larkin coming, man.
It's really cool.
We'll have to have him back some other time if he's interested.
Maybe not so much anymore, man. These guys were terribly deceptive. They were deceptive. They entrapped me into being a fucking real human being, which I hate. I pretend to be a sociopath, and they fucking they show me that I had emotions, which pisses me off. Fuck off.
All right. Well.
Stay alive.
Yeah. For now, stay alive. I'm forgetting to say, because I'm not used to it, I'm forgetting to say, check out my website. I got a brand new website.
Fuck yeah.
I've never had a website in my life.
Can't
it just opened up for business. Boom. CannyTeethCreative.com.
Say again.
CannyTeethCreative.com.
Very nice.
Go check it out.
You know what? I think I will.
Nice.
And you should too.
Thanks a lot, Larkin.
No worries.
Stay alive.
Well, aside from the fact that you guys were recording me when I was genuinely myself, I think that went rather well.
Yes.